I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. This week, I would like to continue our exploration of evolutionary ways of knowing. Last week, we looked at wisdom and how wisdom differs from information, and how in this age of information, when we have access to an endless horizon of information constantly, we are at a historic disadvantage when it comes to tapping into and accessing wisdom. Today, as we continue this exploration, I would like us to look at intuition and how intuition serves us as evolutionary activists in what it is that we want to be involved in and participate in bringing forth. Now, we have different ways of knowing, and one way is accessed through our rational mind. And the rational mind works with the data that it has available to it. It is very good at analyzing and extrapolating from that data. And it, however, is limited to its current level of understanding and where it can go with that understanding. But it can't really reach beyond its present level of understanding and the information that it has. Now, our educational system that we've all probably gone through really focuses almost exclusively on the rational mind. And we learn how to analyze things. We learn how to write compelling research papers. We learn how to work with the rational mind and how to analyze with the rational mind, how to synthesize data with the rational mind. But what we don't focus on in our educational system is how we access and how we develop our intuitive mind. And our intuitive mind is really crucial for us at this particular juncture of our evolutionary development. And I'll say more about why I believe that that is so. But if you think about our educational system, coming back to that, the educational system really is focused on developing, cultivating the rational mind, and sees that really as what knowledge is, that intelligence and knowledge really has to do with the rational and the analytical mind. And the one area of education that goes beyond that is the arts. The arts are one of those ways in which we access other parts of our intelligence. We access our intuitive minds, and it's interesting that it is precisely the arts that are being marginalized right now in our educational system, I believe to our great detriment. So the intuitive mind somehow is different. It isn't limited to our current level of conscious awareness or understanding. And we've all had these experiences. I know that you've had experiences like this because we all have this intuitive mind. We have these experiences where we just seem to know something. We have a hunch about something. And it isn't really explainable in rational ways. We can't really justify it in rational ways. But nonetheless, something in us knows it. Somehow our intuitive mind is able to tap into a greater source of knowing, a greater wisdom than we are able to tap into solely using rational means. Now, one thing that's interesting is that we tend to look at scientists as, you know, paragons of the rational mind. And yet scientists are often following intuitive hunches that they have about something. And then they begin to investigate, and then the evidence begins to present itself. So the intuitive mind leads, and the evidence follows. Einstein once said that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. So I would like you, maybe just for a moment, just remember back, just recollect some time in your life when you had a hunch about something and you didn't know how you knew it. You just had a hunch. Maybe you had a feeling that you should give some friend a call, somebody that you hadn't spoken with for a while, and you call them, and lo and behold, they're going through something and they really benefited from you reaching out to them. Or maybe they were thinking of you. Or maybe you were on your way somewhere and you just had an intuitive hunch to go a different way. And going that different way opened you up to some kind of opportunity that you would have missed if you'd gone your usual route. I don't know what it's been for you, but I know that you've had those moments. We've all had those moments. I'll tell you about one of my intuitive moments, one of the times when I listened to it. Now, we often get these intuitive hunches, and sometimes we follow them, we honor them, and we follow them. And then sometimes we override them because the rational mind steps in and says, well, that doesn't make sense, and it offers its argument for why we shouldn't follow that intuitive hunch. And so we end up sweeping it aside, we discount it. But then later we often regret it because we realize that intuition that we had about something really would have benefited us had we listened to it. Well, I've had both of those experiences, times when I've discounted those intuitive knowings and times when I have followed them. And one time when I followed that nudge was when this was in my 20s, and I knew that I wanted to go into ministry because when I thought about my future, at the time I was teaching English as a second language and Spanish, but when I thought about my future, I always imagined myself doing some kind of ministry. And I realized that if that's what I saw in my future, I better act on it. I better, you know, do something about it. So I decided to apply to seminary and begin that journey. And since my heritage is Presbyterian, I applied to two Presbyterian seminaries. One was Princeton and one was San Francisco Theological Seminary, otherwise known as SFTS. And I filled out the application forms for both schools, and I kind of decided, well, I'm just going to let fate decide this one for me. I'll go to the school that accepts me. Well, I got letters of acceptance from both schools, so I was still faced with my decision, and I decided, well, I'll go to the school that can offer me some scholarship money or some financial aid. And, of course, Princeton being Princeton, it has money. It's been around for a long time. It has an endowment. And they offered me a very, very generous scholarship if I decided to go there. And SFTS being a smaller school doesn't have that prestige that Princeton has being affiliated with an Ivy League university, they couldn't match that offer that I got from Princeton. So the rational mind is saying, well, this is a no-brainer, so to speak. Princeton, I mean, it's the school with the prestige, it's the school with the money. I mean, what's the question here? But there was something in me that just kept saying, go to SFTS. Go to SFTS. Somehow it knew that that was where I belonged. And so I didn't listen to the rational mind in that moment. I listened instead to this inner knowing that I couldn't explain, but I trusted. And it was absolutely right, because SFTS was exactly the place where I needed to be. It was the school that challenged me and helped me grow in ways that I could never have even imagined. It was the place where I met people who became figural in my life, including my husband, including a very close friend who really changed the whole trajectory of my life. So it was exactly the right decision, but I couldn't explain it. I only knew it. Now, I am sure that you've had those moments. And living in a culture that values the rational mind and wants us to be able to explain our decisions and justify them based on rational principles, it takes some guts, doesn't it? It takes some guts to stick with your intuition and that intuitive knowing, because you don't often get a lot of backing. You don't often get a lot of encouragement from the people around you or from our wider culture. So it does take some courage to listen to that and to heed it and to trust that somehow that intuitive mind in us is tapped into something, some kind of greater source of information, source of knowledge, source of wisdom that transcends the limitations of our own understanding, and that we can trust it. I happen to believe that the intuitive mind and the intuitive function is highly, highly developed. It isn't, a second-class citizen in ways of knowing. It is one of the crown jewels of ways of knowing. Now, of course, we have to learn to discern what is our intuition and what is just like the ego, you know, fantasizing about something. But we know, don't we? I mean, if we really tune in, you know when that deeper knowing is coming from a place that is not driven by your ego. It's driven by something else that has your well-being, your wholeness, your growth at heart. It loves you. That source of wisdom loves you and wants you to thrive and wants to guide you in your life path. Now, why is this important if we want to be evolutionary activists? I believe it is critically important because as evolutionary activists, we do want to partner with this greater wisdom that knows how we need to proceed on this planet, that can show us how to go forward in ways that the rational mind may not be able to see at all, because it's beyond the scope of our experience. It's beyond the scope of anything that we have known or experienced before. And so our intuitive capacity gives us the ability to partner with that greater knowing, to serve it, to listen to it, to act on it, and to partner with it as we bring forth new ways of being and a new world, really. So intuition is one of the evolutionary ways of knowing. And because it's not supported and because it isn't focused on in our usual educational settings, we really need to learn to cultivate it. We need to take responsibility for cultivating that in our own lives. And I'm sure that we all have our own ways of doing that, of tapping into our intuition. And I really just want to emphasize that as evolutionary activists, I think it is critical that we do this, that we learn how to not only tune into our intuition, but develop our intuitive capacities, because that is what will help guide us in this very critical moment of our history. So how do you tap into your intuition? How do you develop that capacity in yourself? I have my ways of doing it, and I'm sure you have your ways of doing it. And I will include a link to a blog post on this podcast page where I talk about one of the practices that I do that is an artistic practice that helps me really tune into and listen for that intuitive voice within myself. And I would love it if you could share your ways of tuning into your intuitive mind, that intuitive capacity, ways that you have learned how to develop it. And if you would be willing to share those with us, you can do that in the comments on this podcast page. And that way we can begin to learn from one another, because we are doing this as a community. We are a collective. I've got my perspectives, but they're my perspectives. They're things that I've learned on my life path, and I'm really delighted to share them with you, and I'll be interviewing people also who have things to share. But you also, as someone listening to this podcast, you have your own life experience, which is extremely valuable. And if you would be willing to share your practices with us, we can all benefit. So I really encourage you to do that. So this week, I just also encourage you to pay attention to those intuitive nudges and maybe notice how the rational mind wants to, you know, poo-poo them or argue with them or debate with them and give all of its good reasons why that intuitive nudge doesn't make any sense. Because, right, it doesn't make any sense from the rational mind, from that rational mind's perspective. So pay attention to that, that inner dynamic, that inner conversation between your intuitive capacity and your rational mind, which is probably quite highly developed. And this week, I would also encourage you to listen to one of those intuitive nudges and act on it. Maybe that's getting in touch with somebody that you just have an intuitive nudge it would be really good to get in touch with. Or maybe it's something that you have some kind of hunch it would be beneficial for you to do or to learn or to explore in your life. So this week, tune in to that. Pay attention to that. And make it an intention to begin to develop and to trust that intuitive mind, which is a portal of wisdom that you can trust. So until next week, peace.